We have another caller waiting, Tara Lisa. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, from Arkansas.
Oh, it looks like it.
Is Tara Lisa available?
Yes.
Are you? Hi, welcome to Washington Watch.
Hi.
What's your question or comment?
Excuse me. I just emailed Sandy, and I want to tell you all, too, that if we would just keep pushing the fact that this is a choice that the lesbian and gay community make, just like being a thief, a dope pusher, it's no different.
In terms of the sexual orientation and gender identity provisions,
right,
there?
Right. I mean, how can they say it's different? I mean, if we can just keep pushing that, I think the society would say, you know, that's right. And with this Fort Hood thing, I mean, this is America. If he's a soldier, he needs to cut his beard. You know, we just let everybody just push us out of the way, push our laws. This is America. We need to stop and stand up, and God is our God, and he's powerful, not these people.
Right.
Stop being pushovers.
I think one thing that those two issues may have in common is we're talking about a conduct-based distinction, and this is rather than a status-based distinction. That might be kind of a technical way of describing it, but when we express concern about homosexuality, our concern is about homosexual conduct. Now, let me just modify maybe a little bit your comment on choice, because sometimes we're accused of saying people choose to be gay. You know, sexual orientation is really not one thing. It's actually kind of an umbrella term for three different things: a person's sexual attractions, their sexual conduct, and their self-identification. Do they think of themselves or identify themselves as gay, straight, etc.? And I would not say that people's sexual attractions are necessarily a choice. Some people do experience unwanted same-sex attractions, but what they do with those attractions is a choice, and particularly their conduct, how they identify themselves. Those things are a choice, and our principal concern is not, you know, with people who experience involuntary same-sex attractions as much as it is with engaging in homosexual conduct, which we believe is harmful to the people who engage in it and to society at large.
Right.